The lightness of Dorothea's delivery stops Case as much as the content.
"He isn't driving now," Dorothea concludes. "Certainly not for me."
"Is he mugging, then?" But it's not the same voice. Something is back in its accustomed box now. She misses it.
"I'm sorry about that," Dorothea says. "If I had been there, it wouldn't have happened. Franco is not so heavy-handed, but someone was demanding results."
She didn't shrug exactly, but somehow conveys the impression of having done so.
"Case," Hubertus says, "I know you're upset, but would you sit down, please? We've just been having an extraordinarily fruitful meeting, putting our cards on the table. Dorothea knows a great deal about what's going on, and all of it seems, concerns you directly, very directly, as her business with you predates the Heinze and Pfaff project, or at least our meetings here. Do sit."
Boone, Case notes to her considerable resentment, looks attentive but absolutely neutral, sitting there in his old black coat, some kind of major Chinese guy poker face going on. He looks as though he should be whistling, but isn't. Case feels herself make a decision, though she couldn't say what exactly it is, pulls out the chair at the end of the table and sits, but without putting her legs under the table. If she needs to stand and walk out, it's one less movement.
"Boone," Vigan said, "decided that it was necessary to tell me about your interactions with Dorothea, what you knew had happened and what you supposed might have happened."
"Supposed?"
"Correctly supposed, in every case."
Biggin leans back in his chair. He needs the Stetson now, she thinks. He started to play to it.
"She was very rude and unfriendly. She did burn your jacket. She did send Franco and his associate to burgle your friend's flat and install a keystroke recorder on the computer there. She did deliberately expose you to an image she knew would unsettle you during your second meeting here, and she did leave a toy, again meant to frighten you, outside your friend's apartment. Your friend's phone is also bugged, incidentally, and Franco has followed you at various times, including your stroll with Boone during your first meeting together. And, of course, in Tokyo."
Case gives Boone a look she hopes will be read as, "I'll get to you when I have time." Then she swings back to Big End.
"And? What, Hubertus, knowing that you hire her?"
"Yes," Big End nods patiently, "because we need her on our side. And now she is." He looks to Dorothea.
"Case," Dorothea says, "it's a career decision for me."
She puts a particular stress on career that might once have been heard more often on religious.
"Blue Ant is where I need to be. Hubertus knows this.